As we continue to watch insanity reign in our nation on far too many levels, yet another activist federal judge, an Obama appointee, who apparently does not know the difference between the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, has overruled the will of the people in the state of Virginia and declared its ban on same-sex marriage to be unconstitutional. So continues the warped, vicious assault on truth, reason, the family, and our freedoms. We also have an example of what a godless, morally relativistic university system produces. A third-year law student at Yale has written an opinion piece published on Wednesday in the New York Times. Jacob Victor's column, titled "Ending Gay Conversion for Good," demonstrates the standard leftist talking point lies used against those who help people overcome unwanted same-sex attraction. His piece begins, quote, "Therapy programs that purport to convert lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender kids have caused immeasurable harm since they became prominent in the 1970s. Rigorous studies have shown again and again that efforts to change young people's sexual orientation not only fail, but are also linked to suicidal behavior, depression, anxiety, drug use, and risky sexual behavior," end quote. These are lies. I'm not aware of any therapists who guarantee conversion, any kind of therapists. When sin has a powerful hold on someone, it's never easy to let it go, but it is possible. Countless people have escaped the grip of homosexuality and have gone on to live normal lives. To say that change from homosexuality is not possible is to lie. As for Victor's contention that rigorous studies have shown that reparative therapy causes suicidal behavior, depression, anxiety, drug use, and promiscuity, the truth is that any time we embrace sin, which is behavior that contradicts God's commands and His design for mankind, we are subjecting ourselves to all kinds of self-destructive potential. Homosexual behavior is particularly destructive because of the special, sacred, and spiritual nature of human sexuality, which is meant to be expressed between husband and wife. When that act is perverted, debased, and abused, it becomes a monstrous force in the lives of the people who engage in it. It can be no other way because homosexuality turns God-designed sexuality on its head. And it then becomes an evil, destructive force, and all those rotten things routinely manifest themselves in the lives of homosexuals at much higher rates than heterosexuals. These rigorous studies to which Victor refers are nothing more than politically motivated tripe. The truth is that if it becomes widely understood that homosexuality is not an immutable characteristic, but a chosen behavior, then the entire homosexual agenda collapses upon the lies on which it was built. That is why we are seeing a hyper-aggressive assault on therapists who offer help for people who want to be free of homosexual attraction. While same-sex attraction itself may not be consciously chosen due to various influences, including childhood sexual abuse, it most certainly is a choice when someone decides to act upon the attraction by engaging in the behavior. In his deceit-laden column, Victor goes on to mention the November 2012 lawsuit filed by the Southern Poverty Law Center, the SPLC, against a small nonprofit group in New Jersey, Jews Offering New Alternatives for Healing, or JONA. The angle taken by the radical leftists at the SPLC is that JONA has engaged in consumer fraud by claiming to be able to cure homosexuality, which is a flat-out lie, something JONA has never done. The SPLC is using this lie in an attempt to shut down JONA and discredit the legitimate efforts of others like them in helping people reduce or eliminate their homosexual attraction. This is an evil, detestable attack on the God-given rights of the members of JONA and those who seek their help. From JONA's website, quote, "JONA has been unjustly sued by the Southern Poverty Law Center, who claims that homosexuality is permanently fixed and that people cannot be helped in overcoming their unwanted same-sex attractions. SPLC's position is inconsistent with numerous scientific and medical opinions and studies, finding that sexual attraction is influenced by many factors, both environmental and biological. Even certain gay activist groups claim that sexual attractions can be fluid and change throughout people's lives. The SPLC's allegations also ignore the thousands of people who have already benefited from programs such as those offered by Jonah and others, many of whom are now living their lifelong dreams, including traditional marriage and children. Charles Lemandry, the president and chief counsel of the Freedom of Conscience Defense Fund, stated, quote, "The SPLC lawsuit is ill-conceived and legally untenable for multiple reasons. It seeks to violate the First Amendment freedoms of speech, religion, and association, not only of Jonah and the other defendants, but also untold numbers of people in need that stand to benefit from their services," said Mr. Lemandry. Jonah has never been the target of a lawsuit until now, and this lawsuit is apparently the result of the SPLC advertising in the media for people willing to be named as plaintiffs against Jonah. SPLC's lawsuit seeks to deprive men and women who experience unwanted same-sex attractions of the opportunity to explore and resolve these attractions so that they can live healthier and happier lives consistent with their own personal values. "It is the height of intolerance and arrogance for the SPLC to dictate to individuals who experience unwanted same-sex attraction and who are seeking help that they are not entitled to receive such help nor support in a way that respects their personal values," Lemandry stated. "Jonah and the other defendants will be vigorously defended against these baseless claims to protect not only their constitutional rights, but also the right of self-determination of all those who wish to resolve their unwanted same-sex attractions," end quote. Do not underestimate the seriousness of this case and the horrible legal precedent implications to reparative therapists, counselors, and other such groups across the nation if Jonah were to lose. Just because Jonah is clearly innocent of these accusations does not mean that a leftist court won't rule unjustly against them. Charles Lemandry and the other God-sent lawyers from the Freedom of Conscience Defense Fund have stood up to defend Jonah from this un-American lawsuit. Both Jonah and the FCDF are nonprofit groups that rely on generous donations to continue their work. I spoke on the phone today with Arthur Goldberg, the co-director of Jonah, and he expressed his deep gratitude to Mr. Lemandry and the FCDF for their invaluable assistance with this case. "Without their help, Jonah could never afford a defense against the super wealthy SPLC. I ask that you please pray for Jonah and the FCDF that the Lord would protect them and give them the victory over this unjust legal assault at the hands of the radical leftist hate-mongering SPLC. I also ask that if you are able, to consider donating what you can to one or both groups. You can give to Jonah and the FCDF at links in my column. I'm Gina Miller."